And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Trump administration is demanding answers about what may be the largest DEI fraud operation in federal history. The Small Business Administration has ordered all 4,300 companies benefiting from the 8A Disadvantaged Minority Contracting Program to hand over their financial records by January 5th. The SBA administrator says there's mounting evidence that these minority contracts have become a pass-through vehicle for rampant abuse and fraud, especially after Biden raised the target from 5% to 15% of all federal contracts. Here's how they say the scheme works. Companies are claiming disadvantaged status. They win no-bid contracts, they keep a massive cut, then they subcontract the actual work to non-disadvantaged firms. And none of this is helping minorities at all. It's actually taxpayer-funded extortion with a DEI label. Speaking of fraud on a massive scale, Stephen Miller says the Somali welfare scheme in Minnesota is the single greatest theft of taxpayer dollars through welfare fraud in American history. And the total stolen? Far more than the billions initially reported. A trans comedian in Denver got laughs last week mocking Peyton McNabb, who was a high school volleyball player that suffered a traumatic brain injury after being drilled in the face by a volleyball spiked by a trans athlete 3 years ago. The audience cracked up while the trans comedian made jokes about a girl's life-altering injury. Well, 17 pro-life activists were arrested last week during what organizers call the largest peaceful civil disobedience act on behalf of the unborn in 30 years. The blockade happened outside of a Memphis Planned Parenthood, where the organizers say that abortion is illegal in Tennessee, though Planned Parenthood continues to operate by quietly taking minors across state lines without parental knowledge. Meanwhile, in Ohio, a doctor faces 6 felony charges for allegedly crushing abortion pills and force-feeding them to his pregnant girlfriend after ordering them under his wife's name. The Ohio Medical Board says he admitted to ordering the pills, hanging up her 911 call, and disposing of the evidence. Well, it's safe to say his medical license has been suspended. Jail time also on the table. The Supreme Court agreed on Friday to hear arguments on President Trump's executive order ending automatic citizenship for children of illegal immigrants and temporary foreign residents. It's a landmark case that will likely be argued in the spring, with the ruling coming next June. And in defense news, Boeing's defense chief says that Trump's plan to take government equity stakes in strategic industries doesn't apply to major contractors like themselves, only to smaller supply chain companies. Apparently, the big defense firms can handle their own investments without Uncle Sam becoming a shareholder. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can certainly download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.